From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Jorge Novillo.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. Continuing on our little mini series here with Jorge with Media Experience Analyzer and talking about some different scenarios. We've covered a couple the last few episodes on audio and video glitching. And we've got one more audio glitch scenario we want to take a look at that's a little different this time, right?
Yes. So last time we looked at audio glitches that were caused by long ISRs and DPCs. Mm-hmm. This time we're going to take a closer look at what happens when there's a hard page fault.
Okay. Right on. So the scenario here, just to sort of set it up, is that the user was playing audio in some app, media player, whatever, and then just hears like a pop or a click or, you know, some kind of glitch.
Exactly. So in this scenario, the user was streaming some media in the browser, and at the beginning of the stream, the audio popped.
Okay. Just one of those popping noises. We all hear them sometimes. They're annoying. You know, if you have your volume up too loud, your speakers might be damaged. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So step one in all audio and video glitch analysis is to zoom into the symptom. So let's go ahead and start with that.
Okay.
So I'm going to start the new slate here.
So we got to figure out where in the trace. And to recap, of course, to collect these traces, we covered that in episode 149. Go in and collect a trace for MXA, and then you can pop it open in the tool here.
Yes. So to load the trace, we just launched an elevated command prompt, set symbol path using this script, and typed in XA minus I for input, and then a path to the ETL file.
Okay.
All right, so now that we have the trace loaded, let's go ahead and look for those audio glitches. So down in the media node here, we have the audio glitches classic. And so in earlier versions of Windows, we had these classic ETW events. Starting, I believe, in Windows 8, we added the crimson ones. So we just call those ETW events now.
Okay.
So that's why you may notice in our other videos we had just a data set called Audio Glitches.
Okay, it's classic because it was just collected on a different version of Windows.
Right.
Okay, yep. Older version.
Or it could be actually that they didn't enable the new provider. They had the old provider enabled.
Ah, okay. Yep. How they collected the script.
So let's drag and drop this over here. And we are all the way zoomed out. And so you can see here during steady state playback, there were no glitches.
So this is about a 60-second trace, and most of it looks fine.
Exactly. There's so if I hold Shift and then drag the mouse, you can see it's exactly a 60-second trace.
Okay.
And we only see one event here at the beginning. So let's go ahead and zoom into that event.
So that must be our glitch.
And next step is we're going to look to see what's going on the CPU. So I'm going to drag the CPU scheduler dataset down to this panel here. Let's move this up here.
And this is just a graphical representation of every thread that ran on the CPU, and they're color-coded, so every case that there's like a green here, it's the same. Well, green is sometimes so idle, right?
Exactly. That's the only hard-coded color that you see down here at the bottom is idle. And you can remove idle, the idle thread, easily. You can filter it out by clicking right here twice. So now we don't see any more idle threads.
So everything here is something that ran, and based on the color, it was a different thread.
Right? And the y-axis is the thread priority.
The thread priority.
With the drivers running, the ISRs, DPCs, and timer DPCs up here at the top.
Right, right. So in our previous trace that we looked at an audio glitch, we saw one of those DPC threads and a driver running for too long, but that's it doesn't seem to be maybe not what happened here.
Right. We're not gonna go down that path because we've already looked at this trace. We could, you know, right click here and look at the thread duration to see how long drivers were running. But in this particular case, it's caused by something different. So first thing I want to do is let's take a look at the audio DG process, the audio engine. So I'm going to click on scheduler to remove all activity here, and then we're going to click on the audio DG process.
Okay. Filter this graph down, get some of the noise out.
Exactly. So if I hit Shift here as I hover over one of these threads running, and then I can zoom in over here, we can see this is the audio DG process. Here's the thread.
Audio engine.
Yep. You can see the start and end priority. All right.
And it tends to, that audio pump thread is the one you always see in there at priority 22, which runs on a set cadence typically.
Yes.
For the most part.
And in Windows 10, it may vary from priority 16, but it's a higher priority thread.
Okay.
Okay, so the first pattern we notice is that there's a disk continuity here in this thread. And so let me show a new feature that we haven't really showed before, which is highlight, right? So clicking once just selects that particular, in this case, this node, right? Yeah. But we want to select it again. And what that does is that gives you these vertical bars, right?
Right, okay.
So it's not as easy to see this color. So let's go ahead and change the color of this thread right here by right-clicking. And we're going to hit click change color. Yeah. Let's make it red so it stands out. That's a little better.
A little better.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, we see here during this period just before the glitch event is fired.
Didn't run for a while.
Right. So normally, when it's not glitching, it's running every 10 milliseconds, which is expected, right? Mm-hmm. But
41.
There's a 41, yeah. So it skipped about 3.5, 4 buffers, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that definitely would have been audible.
Yes, most likely. All right, so the next step is we want to see when it woke back up, when this essential thread in the media pipeline woke back up and started doing its job again. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at to see what it was waiting on. So to do that, we're going to look at the two different data viewers. Okay. One is CallStack, and the second one is ReadyThreads. So let's start with CallStack.
So we've got that over here.
Yeah, so let's move that over here up top. And I'm going to zoom into once the essential threads woke back up.
And by the way, if you have multiple monitors, you can kind of undock these and move them onto other displays and things. So MXA is very nice if you have a lot of screen real estate.
Yeah, 4K monitors, up to 3 of them, 35-inch. All right, so let's see. So if I hit Shift here to freeze the contents of the CallStack dialog box over here, I'm going to copy this content, and then let's open up Notepad. And we see at the bottom of the stack that the audio engine was processing audio samples. There's an APO running here, the audio processing object that enhances the fidelity of the audio.
Okay.
And at the top of the stack, though, we do see here there was a page fault. They're issuing a hard page fault.
A hard page fault, which means we went to the disk.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's clear this out and get back into MXA. That was useful information. That kind of gave us a hint to what to look for next. But let's also introduce a new data viewer called ReadyThreads. So ReadyThreads are different than the C-switch call stacks that we just looked at here, the context switch call stack. So the context switch call stack is telling you what that thread was waiting on. The ReadyThread tells you basically what the call stack was or what was running when my thread was ready to run, right? Because we know that this guy was ready to run over 30 milliseconds ago.
But he just never got to run.
Exactly. So so this ReadyThread here, let's hit Shift so we can freeze the contents of this ReadyThread viewer. Hit Copy, go back into our trusty Notepad. And we again see here that we're waiting on some I.O. completions, right? Some disk I.O.
Yeah, okay. Which makes sense. It looked like there was a hard page fault, which implies disk I.O.
Yes.
And then we see this other thread that was running is doing disk I.O., which
exactly
all fits together, right?
Yep. This is what was happening when our thread was ready to run. So let's open up, let's add some new panels by pressing Control N. And we'll move this up a little bit here. And then let's go get the hard page faults data set, which is under the disk node. And we see there is a driver here that took 42 milliseconds to process the hard page fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, is this the file name that's listed there? Is that the file that was being read from the
Yeah. Disk? So in this case, it's the audio APO, audio processing object, that was issuing a hard page fault.
Yeah.
So in this case, our guidance to the IHV that owns this APO would be to define their code path as non-pageable.
Non-pageable. Oh, yes. Right. Certainly, yeah, when you don't want in an audio sort of time-critical playback environment, you don't want to find yourself paged out.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Then we got to go read you back in from the disk. So this may have been a case where the system was under memory pressure or something, and the kernel started paging out bits of code.
Exactly. And you can see here, this is a high-level graph. Not very useful, but you can tell that the disk was pegged.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So you can see that we were just waiting on the I.O. to complete.
Right.
And if we drag and drop the call stacks data set down to the bottom here, we can see exactly, let's see here. Let's bring back the properties data viewer, which is down here. And I want to just see, this is happening on CPU 0. So we would be looking for a matching call stack right here. 40 milliseconds is a long time, so it may take a few tries here to figure out which call stack maps to what was happening there.
Right. Okay.
But that would be the next step in the investigation is, you know, you'd work with, you would get the symbols from the IHV that owns the driver and try to figure out what part of the code path they were in. Most likely, it was already initialized because you can see audio was already, but maybe it was initialized in the APL. So maybe it's,
they had some dependent DLL maybe that was not paged in or
could
something
be.
Like that.
Yep.
Or, yeah, interesting. So that's cool. So this is a little bit different scenario than what we saw before where it was the one we did, I guess, two episodes ago where it was a network driver that was just kind of allocating memory and taking a long time at DPC and nobody else could run. In this case, we are actually... I mean, audio is trying to run. It's just
right. We
don't have all the code loaded, and so this third-party audio processing object has got to go out and get stuff paged in, and meanwhile, nobody can hear anything.
Exactly.
Right? So,
yep.
Interesting. So, very cool. Another different scenario. We've got a lot of different things. I guess that the takeaway I'm getting from all this is that audio and video playback is such a time-critical, time-sensitive scenario that any little thing like this that sort of pauses that processing is where you get this badness, where you get the glitching.
And exactly.
So there's a lot of different causes.
Yep.
And luckily we have this great tool that Jose has created to help us narrow down which one of those causes it is, right?
Yep. Yeah. There's several tools that we use internally here at Microsoft for doing these types of investigations, and every toolbox every tool in the toolbox has its own advantages and disadvantages, and so we use multiple tools. But this helps you zoom into the nanosecond level and figure out what's going on, what's holding up this thread from running.
Yeah.
So,
and certainly it's not only relegated to audio and video scenarios. I've certainly used MXA in other scenarios as well where there's something that wasn't happening and I need to see why. And so it's a cool tool.
All right.
All right, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for watching. As always, if you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes down below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a glitch-free existence.